If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
This morning, he's in Washington, D.C. on the phone. What you doing in Washington, Don Lemon?
I got a big award last night for promoting awareness, violence, and empowerment for victims of sexual abuse. So I was very happy and very proud and honored to get an award last night. Lady Gaga, Kristen Gillibrand, and me, along with the vice president's office. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, congratulations, Don.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So here we are. It's over for now. Hillary Clinton won California, and by doing so, she made history by becoming the first woman to become the presidential nominee for a major political party. Here she is.
So many of you feel like you're out there on your own, that no one has your back. Well, I do. I hear you. I see you. And as your president, I will always have your back.
Those were some nice applause, nice words, and cheers. She raised her arms, spread them wide. She smiled, and she soaked in that victory. But not so fast. Here's Bernie.
We are going to fight hard to win the primary in Washington, D.C. And then we take our fight for social, economic, racial, and environmental justice to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh boy.
he won't stop, huh?
He won't.
Not going home, damn it.
Some people say his name should be Jennifer, as in Holiday or Hudson. And I am telling you,
I'm not going.
You heard it. He said he's going all the way to the convention. Bernie says he's not going anywhere.
Man just wants to go to the convention. That's all.
He can go to the convention. That's it. You can go.
He can schmooze. He can be a big wig. He can do all
y'all
of that.
He wants his moment on stage.
He can have
never
it.
He'll have it again.
Well, he said not anytime soon. I'm not going anywhere, except that he has a little meet and greet today with the big guy. And by big guy, I mean President Barack Obama. And by all accounts, it's going to be a come to Jesus between those two. Inside of it, the president is poised to endorse Hillary Clinton and to get on the campaign trail to ensure that Donald Trump is not his successor. And speaking of Trump, he recited his victory speech from a teleprompter, something he mocked the president for and Hillary Clinton for using. He didn't mention his controversial racist comments regarding the judge presiding over the fraud case against Trump University, but his colleagues certainly did. Paul Ryan first.
Claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Yet, Ryan, guess what? He is supporting Donald Trump. Republican Senator Mark Kirk was even clearer. He withdrew his endorsement of Donald Trump. Republican Senator Jeff Flake says Trump cannot win. And three-term GOP representative, his name is Reid Ribble of Wisconsin. I don't know if you heard his comments. He told CNN on Wednesday that, quote, his comments, meaning Donald Trump's, over the weekend are authenticating what I believe is the man's character, something that walks like a duck, talks like a duck, is likely to be a duck. If you continue to say what I believe are racist statements, you're likely to be a racist. It's nothing like a good old-fashioned saying or cliche to cut right through the crap, right?
Right. Right.
Right.
Whack.
All right, good job, Don. And once again, congratulations.